Hey, it's Steve, and welcome to another episode of The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan. We're wrapping up with the last 15 episodes here. This invention was a fun one. It's called the Inspire Hydrant, and what I remember about this episode was sitting in studio with Justin. The invention involves modifying live fire hydrants for real frivolous purpose, and the people that were calling in were so furious. We had, I think, a fireman even call in and just really explain how serious of a law we were breaking with this invention. So anyway, this one was a lot of fun. Enjoy, and I'll catch you right after.
There's the bell, there's the frying pan. That's what we like to hear here on the download. It's Friday night, and that means it's time for the frying pan. It means it's time to put the Shark Tank's Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Gadlin's the brain behind a successful local business. I want to draw a cat for you. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he won. And he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Cuban with his new ideas. And before he jumps into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. There it is. Okay. All right. And he's given us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence he needs to pitch it to Mark Cuban. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan, bud.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Justin. I'm glad to be here.
So let's, Adam Witt is here tonight. Say hello.
Awesome.
Hello, hey, Adam. Hello, Steve. I'm excited to hear this story, this invention live here. I'm a big fan.
Well, this is going to be a good one. I can promise everybody that.
Well, you're coming off a season. I mean, this is season two of The Frying Pan. 312-981-7200. We need the listeners to weigh in, yay or nay. Here's the ways you can do it. 312-981-7200. You can go to Twitter. You can do hashtag frying pan. You could also go to Justin Kaufman on Facebook, and I'll put a thread up there, and you can leave it there if that's easier for you. So there's many ways to say yay or nay to the new idea. We're coming off of kind of a week one loss. Quackpack didn't do so well.
Yeah, you know, I think the problem is your callers are very careful with their eggs or very dishonest about how many times they break eggs when they go shopping.
Right.
So that's fine. I was pitching to the wrong audience there, I think. You know, pitching to a younger crowd, maybe people would have understood it a little better.
Okay. You kind of made that argument during this segment, and it was disputed. But yeah, okay. All right. I understand it. So, you know what? But this is season two of the frying pan, and we're very excited for week two. Steve, what's your new idea?
Okay. Well, no one can disagree with me here that fire hydrants go unused for the most part. They take up pretty valuable real estate on our streetscapes and our neighborhoods. But what do they do most of the year, right? They just sit there completely unused, almost polluting the landscape. So what I have invented is a device called the Inspire Hydrant. It's an attachment that goes onto the fire hydrant. You take off the water valve and you plug this on, and it turns the fire hydrant into a fun sprinkler that inspires children from the neighborhood to come out into the streets, put down their video games and splash in the water. And then it also inspires by playing the national anthem.
Oh, so it's got a musical component.
Yes.
Okay. Inspire hydrant.
Inspire hydrant. Yes. A way to take the fallow fire hydrants that sit unused probably about 99% of the time and put them to good use for your community, your neighborhood, the children in the neighborhood.
Well, it provides
some inspiration.
It's not unlike what we see sometimes in the summertime where on hot days the people will take the cap off of a fire hydrant and it sprays up and fun ensues,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, movies ensue. Yeah, it's always shot in a movie.
Yeah, this more formalizes that, and it adds the musical element of the national anthem. So fun and inspirational, and a far more beneficial piece of equipment for your neighborhood and community.
Okay. 312-981-7200. Inspire Hydrant. Yay or nay? That's what we're going to do tonight. We do hashtag frying pan on Twitter. You can find the Justin Kaufman page on Facebook, or 312-981-7200. As the phones light up here, you know, I have a lot of questions. Yeah. And I know Adam is here, and Adam can also ask some questions. So, I mean, there's questions that come to mind. And, again, I don't want to get in the way of the WGN listeners as Pete sort of screens them right now, because they're probably going to have the same. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's a very good idea. There's just a couple technical things that's going to be my questions.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, we have a big technical team, and I think we, you know, any technical issues you may be thinking of may just be part of the limitations of how you might be brainstorming this. So I can go toe to toe.
Okay.
And
well, I'm already getting,
I think it's ready for market, to be honest.
Well, you're getting some great questions here on text and on phone. Let's take a quick break. So we can get these all lined up, and then we'll come back and we'll rapid fire with the calls that are on and also the questions that are coming in, both on text and on Twitter. The hashtag frying pan, the phone number 312-981-7200. After we take the break, we'll have more with the new idea from Steve Gadlin, Inspire Hydrant, here at the frying pan on the download. Stay with us, guys. Star of glory, shining on us a fry. There's the bell. It's the download, of course, the frying pan here on WGN every Friday night at 10 o'clock. Steve Gadlin, local entrepreneur, comes to us with new ideas, ideas that he's going to inevitably pitch to Mark Cuban. And before he does that, he workshops them with us. Steve, why don't you give us the elevator pitch before we start with the calls?
Yeah, so the invention is called the Inspire Hydrant, and it solves a problem I think we've all noticed, is that fire hydrants are a blight on the landscape in our neighborhoods and communities, and they go unused about 99% of the time. So why don't we do something to make them a little more useful and inspirational to our communities? The Inspire Hydrant, what it does is it you take off the water valve and you replace it with this, and it turns it into a fun sprinkler with those wacky arms that wave around to spray water so that kids from the neighborhood can come out and play. And then to inspire them, it plays the national anthem.
Got it. Questions, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Tim. Tim, you're on the download. Yay or nay to Inspire Hydrant?
Well, I like the idea, but I have to say nay.
Why?
Because you're on an unlevel surface at the curb, and you're kind of encouraging kids to play out in the street. You know, unless there's somebody blocking traffic or some type of supervision, it just doesn't seem like a very safe
idea. All right. Thanks, Tim. Thanks for that. What do you think of that, Steve? The idea of kids in the street, unlevel playing surface.
You know, there are two sides to the curb. One is called the street, and one is called the front yard. So, for one thing, you know, we're not advocating parents to pop on the Inspire Hydrant and then leave town. This will be supervised activity, and what it'll do is bring out all the kids from the community and all the parents, and the parents can make sure the kids stay out of the street. But now, if the kids do roam into the street, the Inspire Hydrant also plays the national anthem. So as a motorist, as you become accustomed to this, when you hear the national anthem, you'll know to watch for kids in the street.
Yeah. Well, there you go. It's like kind of like a warning. 312-981-7200. Adam Witt's in studio with us. He's been here all night long. Adam, you have questions for Steve?
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious how useful this would be. It's actually obviously a very good idea. I just think there's only maybe one little thing that I would think. I would think this would bring a community together. But the question is, if people aren't around to play in it during certain hours, does the music play for hours and hours? Does it give you a lot of time so that if people are off work? I mean, you know, do you have to schedule your day around this is what I'm saying? You know, 2 o'clock, it's going to go on, or is it, you know?
No, the music is actually powered by the flow of water through the Inspire Hydrant. Okay. And once you put the Inspire Hydrant on, it can't come off until the water is completely drained from the fire hydrant. Oh. So it's about a one-hour flow of water coming out of the fire hydrant. It plays the music for an hour, and then it will automatically stop as the water dissipates because it's no longer pushing the turbine inside that powers the audio generator. So very good question, something we thought about. We didn't want this to become a public nuisance or to provide unsafe sound levels at late hours at night.
Right.
You know, even if a vandal goes and puts an Inspire hydrant on a fire hydrant, the worst you're talking is about 1 hour of nuisance until it dissipates and goes away.
All right. It's kind of like a car alarm.
It's the national anthem. I don't know if that's a nuisance.
Yeah.
Well, I agree, but, you know.
All right, let's keep going. Let's keep going here. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on the download frying pan. Yay or nay to Inspire hydrant?
I was going to say nay. Yeah. I think it would be a water pressure issue, and although the fire hydrants do sit there, they're a huge safety reason, and I don't think the fire department or the city would ever go along with tampering with those.
Thank you, Joe. That's a really good point, because that's something that has been echoed on text, Steve, is just the idea that I'm not sure the city or the fire department are going to be interested in tampering.
That's what makes the Inspire hydrant so great. You don't need the city or the fire department to install one. It comes with the tools required to unscrew the water valve from the fire hydrant and to put this in place over it. So you don't need to get city permits. You don't need to get the city involved at all. The city doesn't even have to know about it. And frankly, I think the city would appreciate it if they were to drive by and see a community of children and grown-ups having fun near the street. So, you know, six
well,
of
there's,
one, there,
there's,
of the
yeah,
other.
I get it. But there's, you know, and I've heard this a couple times on text right now is just quoting fire hydrant law. It's actually illegal to tamper with a fire hydrant.
Right. And again, there's no, you know, I think they make it illegal because most people don't have the tools to do it. I think that's why they don't want people doing it. Mm-hmm. But this comes with the proper tools to do it. So it's very safe to remove the water valve. The one that hooks into the fire hoses gets removed. This one gets placed on top, you know, so that the water can spin out in all fun directions for the children.
All right, let me go to the phones here. Let me go to John. John Frying Pan, Inspire Hydrant, yay or nay?
Absolutely not. It's a ridiculous idea. You could never, ever get that approved. Work for the city, and you are not allowed under any circumstances privately to operate a fire hydrant. It causes pressure issues with the distribution system. Mm-hmm. We have contractors that open hydrants and receive citations for stealing and theft of water. And who's gonna be responsible to repair the hydrant if it breaks? Mm-hmm. And you say that it sits there and it's an eyesore, but if your house caught fire two doors down, you'd want that hydrant to work. Yet if you had one of these devices on there and the hydrant was broken, your house will burn to the ground because that hydrant's not going to work. Maybe it didn't drain properly. There's a proper way to operate that hydrant. If it doesn't drain properly, it becomes useless in the wintertime because it's frozen.
Yeah, that's a good point, John. I didn't even think about the water. Like, Steve, I got to ask the question. John's kind of right there. I mean, how do you do this in the wintertime?
Well, you wouldn't do it in the wintertime because you don't want children to run around, and no child's going to want to do it in the wintertime. You know, there's a separate device you can put on that only plays the national anthem, but it won't spray the water out on the street. But that's an add-on if you want winter inspiration. Okay. But, you know, his two things he brought up that I really want to address is, again, he's saying no city's going to issue a permit for this. Again, we provide the tools so you don't need to go to the city. You don't need to go to the fire department. This is all self-installed. And then, you know, when he talks about, well, if it breaks, if the fire hydrant breaks and then the house burns down because the fire department can't hook up to the water supply, two answers is, one, I'll say, let's be honest about how often that really happens, right? And two, if it does break, we do offer your money back. If you break the fire hydrant with use of Inspire hydrant, you can get a refund on Inspire hydrant.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to BJ. BJ, yay or nay on Inspire hydrant?
Absolutely yay. It's
yay!
It needs to have some, obviously you have to iron out the logistics and the legalities of it, but here in the in a smaller area, it would be wonderful because as they do, they just sit there doing nothing.
Yeah, right.
But they have to open them up all the time, and it would be such a joy to see kids playing in the fire hydrants again.
You know, I'm going to put you on. I'm going to put you on
the national anthem.
And you like the anthem, BJ? I'm going to put you on hold. Hey, sure. Pete, let's give her something. You know, because she was thoughtful on that. I mean, I don't want to seem biased, Steve. I don't want to give the people who say yay prizes and the people say nay no prizes.
No,
but I do think that that was a very thoughtful answer.
Yeah, and I'll say too. Look, guys, you have a son in your basement who won't go out and get a job, who won't do anything. What do? You say, oh, well, you know, if there's a robber, at least he'll be down there to help protect me. Or do you ask him to get out of the house and go do something and get a job? You know, mm-hmm. ask him to go out into the world and inspire. And that's what the Inspire Hydrant is doing. So what I'll say it, these deadbeat fire hydrants that just sit on the sidewalk, ruining your property value.
I guess so. That's a good point. All right. You know what? We'll take a break. I got everybody. Every line is taken right now, but stay on the line, Tom. 312-981-7200. Also, you can go to Twitter if you want to get through. You can also text us. There's a lot of texts, and we're going to get through all of them. Hashtag frying pan on Twitter, and you can go to Facebook. I put something up on my page, Justin Kaufman. When we come back, we'll do more Inspire Hydrants with Steve Gadlin. It's the Frying Pan on Friday nights on WGN Radio. Bow. There it is. It's the Frying Pan here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman, and I also would like to introduce Adam Witt, who's been here the whole show. Thanks for being here.
Hello, this is great. This is great to get live.
And then, of course, the you hear the heavy breather on the phone. That is our local entrepreneur, Steve Gadlin.
Am I heavy breathing?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, buddy. But that's okay. Steve,
I'm sort of pacing back and forth.
Steve is a local entrepreneur. He's the man behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He won with that idea on Shark Tank. He got a development deal with Mark Cuban, and before he brings his new ideas to Cuban, he brings them here to WGN Radio. We've been doing this for two seasons. This is season two, episode two. Tonight, Inspire Hydrant. One more time. What's the elevator pitch, bud?
Well, the Inspire Hydrant is a way to make fire hydrants more useful. It's a cap that you replace over the normal one that distributes water, and it turns a fire hydrant into a fun sprinkler with wacky waving arms. That the kids in the neighborhood can use and have fun with. And to help inspire all who gather, it plays the national anthem.
Okay. The lines are lit up right now, and I thank you. Thanks to everybody who's waited. They waited through the newscast, 312-981-7200. So let's get right
to
it.
Here comes some yays.
Yeah, I have a feeling. Let's go to Tom. Tom, thanks for waiting. You know, the frying pan, do you like Inspire Hydrant?
No. Multiple things wrong with it. One is the dry barrel fire hydrant in the area develops rust, uh-huh. and plus through the drains lets crud in that's buried under the ground. So when you open it up, you're going to pump the kids with it. Two, if the fire department needs to go out and use it because of fire, you know, doesn't necessarily have to be close to the hydrant. They have to shut it down, take everything off, and it wastes time. So you're risking somebody's house. And who pays for the water? Because all the water now in the village is all metered.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for that. That's a great question we've heard repeatedly on text and calls. Us. Who pays the water bill, Steve?
I mean, who pays for it normally?
Well, I think there's an issue of, you know, expelling that water and using that water. Actually, there'd be a flow to it. So I think once that, I guess that would be...
I don't know. I think asking that question is like asking a chicken who pays for the eggs. So I don't have a good answer to that one. And for the things he says about rust, and I'll say, look, I'm not a fire hydrant science expert, but I have seen how a sprinkler works when you attach it to a hose. Okay. And this is just a bigger hose, basically. So it's the same technology that hoses use so that hoses don't get ruined every time you water your lawn or you put out a sprinkler for the kids, except we're using the fire hydrant instead of your hose.
Let me ask you this, because there's been a lot of texts, 312-981-7200, that have gone past the idea of who pays the water bill and past the idea that it's illegal and you can't touch it because of the fire department. But the third big storyline is waste of water. That they feel like this, especially as we see the drought situation in our country, that this is a waste of water and we should be going the other way. What's your thought on
that? Okay, easy answer for that one. Who has ever looked at a child enjoying a popsicle on a hot day and said, now there's a waste of a popsicle? Okay, this is, it's not water at no cost or at no benefit, right? Sure, there is a use of water, and no, the water is not satiating thirst. In this case, the water is inspiring by bringing the children of the community together to dance and play in its fountain, and the national anthem plays to also inspire, and the water powers the playing of the national anthem.
Okay,
so,
right.
Yeah, that's you know, fine, then... Brushing your teeth is a waste of water, or saying the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag is a waste of throat air.
Okay, well, I don't know about 312-981-7200. Adam, you got something you want to say?
Well, my question is, I think any investor would overlook all the things we've been talking about so far, but I think a big question would be the limitations of this. For example, can you get it to go longer than an hour?
Well, that's a good question for a water expert, and you know that may be something you'd go to the fire department to ask about. The tests that we've done, we can drain a fire hydrant of all its water in about 60 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I say there are probably ways to extend the length of that, but we haven't looked into
okay.
it.
Okay. Another question that was on here that had to do more with the music.
Mm-hmm.
Was saying, and I'm looking for it right here, is, you know, 262 says they love the idea, except they'd like to use more patriotic songs, because if you just use the national anthem, the kids would stand there with their hands over their hearts and not play. They wouldn't be having any fun. So is there any way to introduce other songs instead of just the national anthem?
Yeah, in fact, that's an idea that I had that I hadn't explained yet, is we will allow for downloadable tracks.
Oh, good, okay.
Not just patriotic music, but rap music, rock and roll music, country music, emo music, and electronica, those genres.
Okay.
So you can purchase music for $25 a track, and it will download, because this is obviously Bluetooth connected to your phone. So it's a great idea. It's one that I had thought of.
Okay. Let's go to Rhonda. Rhonda, you're on Frying Pan. Inspire Hydrant, yay or nay?
Nay. I think it's just a total... It's illegal, first of all. You can't waste the water. The water is in the fire hydrants is there for real fires. And you cannot waste this. And I don't know if this is totally seasonally inappropriate because everything's frozen.
Yeah,
now,
that's okay? We got that a little bit earlier. Thanks, Rhonda. I'm gonna keep going. Helen, let's get your thoughts. Frying pan inspire hydrant, yay or nay?
Nay. You're teaching your family that, you know, you condone doing something illegal.
Okay.
You know, it's illegal to open a fire hydrant. You just can't do that.
Look, Helen, have you seen the movie Flashdance, where Kevin Bacon makes it illegal to dance? And then at the end...
That's stupid. That's terrible. That's apples and oranges.
At the end of Flashdance, the town says, no, Kevin Bacon, you can't make dancing illegal. We will dance. So what I'm saying is the laws can change if, you know.
No, you can't open fire hydrants. You just can't do that. Chicago shows it in the paper every summer where they shut it down on the kids. You need the water
that,
in case there's a fire.
Used to be that we would say who could and couldn't get married. That used to be law, too. So what I'm saying is I think... You know,
apples
if the community comes together.
Apples and oranges, come on.
No, I'm seeing.
All right.
I'm seeing apples, oranges,
okay,
bananas,
luck.
Kiwi, all the fruits.
Good
okay,
luck.
All right. Thanks, Helen. Thanks for that. Helen made a good point there, Steve. I know that you know you're close to your ideas, but she's trying to say that you have a long route in front of you when it comes to the legality of this issue.
No, we're not making anyone go out and get a permit. This is, you know, it's illegal to have certain firework. I don't even think you can have sparklers in Illinois anymore. But, you know, everybody uses them.
Right.
This is one of those things. It's the police and the fire department, I'm pretty sure, will look the other way.
All right, let's take one call from Matt, and we're going to take a quick break. Matt, yay or nay on Inspire Hydrant? What do you think?
How's it going?
It's going good. How about you?
Good. So I got to, you know, everybody's talking about the legal part. That's one thing. Now, talking about the music, you're saying that it inspires by playing the national anthem, which is great. I'm as patriotic as anybody else. But is this a constant loop of the national anthem that could go on for hours? I mean, have you actually sat there and tested this and listened to the national anthem
over and over
for
and
an
over,
hour
right.
straight?
That thank you, Matt, for that, because that's a great question, because that came up on text as well.
It loops for the full hour until the water is gone, and then it stops. And, you know, it's really designed not to be active listening, more of background music. Mm-hmm. You check in on it every once in a while, and it makes you dance a little happier. It sounds, you wouldn't put headphones on and listen to the national anthem for an hour on a loop.
Right.
But as background music, it really sets atmosphere and really helps to inspire, and that's the one ingredient people are forgetting. That's what the Inspire Hydrant is all about.
Okay, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a break, our last break of the hour, and we come back, the tougher stuff. We're going to get to some of the texts and the calls that are a little bit more cutting edge. I'm talking to you, Bill, Michael, people online that have something to say, as well as a slew of texts. I have a lot of texts that have things to say about you. So we'll take those calls and we'll read those texts in a minute. It's the Frying Pan here on WGN. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN, and it's the Frying Pan because it's Friday night at 10 o'clock, the 10 o'clock hour, wrapping up here. Steve Gadlin, local entrepreneur, is on the line with us. Steve, tonight's idea has had pretty much an overwhelming nay, and most of the idea...
I remember a yay.
There was a yay. Mm-hmm. Inspire Hydrant, the idea of an attachment that goes over the spigot to let kids play in the street and the national anthem playing along, just seems to be fraught with legality issues, and also some questions of, I think the best way to put it would be responsibility issues, meaning, mm-hmm. Environmental responsibility issues, the idea of hurting the planet, not helping, that kind of thing.
I don't know. Nobody yells at firemen when they use water from a fire hydrant to put out a fire.
Yeah, but come on. Okay, so this is the part of the Frying Pan as we wrap up where, we act like it's the boardroom. It's a question time, and the harder stuff is thrown at you, so you can be ready to see if this is battery tested for something like Shark Tank. Let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on the Frying Pan. Let's go Inspire Hydrant, yay or nay?
I think this guy's a moron.
There you go. That was Bill. So what do you think?
It's not a nay. It wasn't a nay.
Okay, but... All right, it wasn't. You're right. Okay, let's go to Michael. Michael, yay or nay on the Inspire Hydrant?
Absolutely not. It's a terrible idea. Mm-hmm. Not just for environmental issues or anything else you're talking about. The pure thing is safety.
Right.
Fire hydrants are carefully calculated and laid out in a city grid to have a specific pressure so firefighters like me can do our job. Mm. Any of these devices, or whether it's a in the city, we get a whole bunch of people that put a tire and a 2x4 around a fire hydrant and open it up to do the same thing, but without music.
Right.
That affects our firefighting ability for blocks, not just the next hydrant down, but for blocks around the area. So if there's any need for fire suppression, if there's any need for fire suppression while this device is being operated,
right.
It totally negates
it.
It's a complete safety issue.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for calling, and thanks for your service as a firefighter. And you know, Michael represents a lot of different firefighters and officials that texted in and called that said things like in the text, like this was reckless, that this was you had no, what was the one? It said no feel or... responsibility for the society you live in, that you're selfish. So that was a lot of that kind of stuff. So.
I don't know. I wouldn't call this selfish. This is giving to a community.
Okay.
And yes, firemen give to a community in one way, but frankly, they're not used all that often. So I'm trying to make use of that fallow material and give to the community in another way.
All right. Let's go to some of these before we wrap. It's 10:55. Okay. So let's go to 630. Okay, here comes some of the texts. These are the ones that are working on your defense mechanism a little bit. 630 says, please tell him to stop talking. He is making an ass out of himself. So let's say a judge says that to you. What do you do?
It says a nay, right?
Well, I say, that's your opinion. And then I'll keep telling the other people about the benefits of my invention.
630 also says, oh, this is such a very, 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 very bad idea. This guy has horrible ideas. Like overall, I think they're talking about your canon, the canon of your work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, again, I'm not put on this planet to please everyone, just the investors.
847 says, tell him to research, all caps, his products and the laws that govern them. There are tons of real problems in the world. Pick one and really solve it legally, respectfully, creatively. All of his ideas I've heard so far are juvenile. Open up the segment to other local entrepreneurs. There are so many better entrepreneurs out there than this hack.
Okay, but I'm going to take the first part of that comment to heart. And, hey, I'll take that as a challenge. I will pick a problem that's out there, and I'll solve it respectfully, responsibly, and legally. And that's, you know, you can hold me to that. The next time I come on, the idea I have will meet all those criteria, and it's going to be a real winner. Mm-hmm. That's not to say that tonight's isn't. Again, I think, you know, we picked the wrong sampling of listeners to tune in tonight because...
Well, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't take all of these. Like we said before the segment started, you know, the vocal is always the 1%. You know, the 99% may like this at home.
Yeah, but what we ended up with was a bunch of environmentalists, a bunch of firemen supporters, and, you know, the type of people that might not be interested in this.
Well, 630's got a good point. I think that you know, you might want to take to heart. I'm sure he can pitch this to investors, which is he has made clear is all he cares about.
Mm. Well, that's not true. That's not all I care about. But that's the conceit of this segment, right, is to prepare my pitch for the investors. Once we get this thing out into market, we hit them with a whole other marketing plan and really sort of prey on the insecurities of the consumer to convert idea to purchase.
The last one here from 847 as we wrap up is great. I have a great way to raise money. $25 each to punch this ass hat in the head. What a jackwad. And I'm not sure what that means, jackwad, but that's...
Well, I hope nobody takes him up on that, frankly, because
I think that might be too much. I don't think you need to be punched in the head for anything. I think these are valid ideas, and I think you're working hard. Adam, any last thoughts?
I'm actually just surprised. The one thing wasn't brought up the whole time, and I'm sure I don't know how you would answer this, and I'm surprised none of the firefighters brought it up. But is it Android and iPhone?
Right now, we just have iOS. Android's API is a little difficult for us to crack into, so just for iPhone right now.
All right, there you go. All right. Well, I would say, Steve, you did a great job. Again, you know, I mean, come on, you did a tremendous job putting this idea out there. And again, it takes a lot of metal for you to be able to stand in front of the firing squad when it comes to new ideas. And we appreciate it. Steve Gadlin, local entrepreneur, what's your takeaway?
Well, my takeaway is, again, wrong idea for the wrong time. And next week, I'm going to try extra hard because this is season two, and I'm trying to take this feedback constructively. I will pick a problem, and I will solve it respectfully and semi-legally, mostly and legally.
We appreciate it, Steve. Steve Gadlin, iwanttodrawacatforyou.com. Thanks for joining us, bud.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, that's just not how I remembered it at all, but still hilarious. I swear, I picture myself in studio going toe-to-toe with a fireman. But maybe that was on another call. Maybe that was a different invention, another week. I'll have to dig back through the archives. Either way, Inspire Hydrant, one of my favorites, just in the way the whole concept of it just made people so angry. Things got a little visceral. Anyway, I'm going to keep pumping these out. I think we got 14 more. Next week's is, oh, wow, Cobby. Oh, Cobby's a good one. Next week will be funny. Tune in.